show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We all grew up with Noni Hazelhurst. She is the mum of the country. We grew up with her on Play School, then on Better Homes and Gardens. She was in A Place to Call Home. And now in an Aussie film called June Again, where she plays June. And she joins us right now. How are you, Noni?
Hello, guys. I'm really good. How are you?
Good. We are so good.
I have, I'm going to get serious straight away in this chat.
I have
a grandmother with dementia. This is something very close to my heart, and that's something that your character suffered in this movie. We've just seen Anthony Hopkins win an Oscar for playing a man with dementia. This is some heavy stuff and some, I'd imagine, hard stuff to have to put on screen.
Yeah, it requires... Well, I think the thing is because there's no rules about how it happens, you know, or the rate at which it happens. So there's a bit of license there. And so I watched a lot of YouTube stuff of, you know, carers with their, the sufferers and everyone's different.
Yeah. Noni, at the start of the chat there, Gabby ran through your body of work, I'm going to call it, from Play School to Better Homes and Gardens to A Place to Call Home to heaps of Australian movies to June Again. It's a very, very diverse, and it's been a very, very long career that you've had. Is it possible to pick a highlight? Is there a favourite moment in that career? Is it something from Play School or what you're doing now? Or what is it for you that just stands out when you went, that was a life well lived?
Well, certainly 24 years of Play School I'm really proud of, and it taught me so much about communication. But the thing that always makes me laugh is guys, I assume your age, think that I sort of did Play School and then Better Homes and then got lucky with a bit of acting. But in fact, I've been doing stage and film and television since the 1970s. And Play School was effectively my part-time job, which most actors have to have. So I was very lucky to have a part-time job that gave me a huge demographic and a huge profile and a sort of trustworthy moniker as well, you know. So that was my great good fortune. But, you know, I'm pretty lucky. I tend to only choose to do things that I think are stories worth telling. So I'm pretty proud of most of the things I've done. I've probably turned down more than I've ever accepted, but that way I can sort of sleep at night.
Well, I love in June Again as well, Noni, that there's a bit of a love story in that. You were just saying that, you know, you've had a huge body of work. And while we have spoken about the dementia side of things, there was a bit of a love story that you got to participate in. Was that nice to show a more mature kind of love story there?
Yeah, I absolutely. I think, you know, there's this little twist at the end, which we won't reveal. But,
no, we won't.
And this is no exception. So it's a real mixture. I love it.
And Noni even breaks into a house in the
really?
Film. So, yeah, you've got to check it out.
I'm glad that you added in the film on that and just that Noni breaks into houses.
Just breaks into houses.
What a scoop. Noni Hazelhurst, the film is in cinemas today. It is called June Again. It's been a bumpy year for Aussie cinema. It's just continuing. It's going to continue with this film. It looks so great. Noni Hazelhurst, big love, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. Really nice to talk to you. Thank you. The Hit Breakfast Show.